I'm ready. Yeah.
Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly,
And Todd Rowland.
and we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. And today we're here with Cheer and James of Mogo. And so we're going to be talking to them, going through their software. You know, this is our education month, and we're trying to bring you guys all things education. And so for us, you've heard us say, you know, you need a software. It's one of those things for us, you can't afford not to. So it's like, you know, we hear things about just software being expensive or that you don't need certain features. And at the end of the day, it's one dog, guys. So everybody can afford software. And again, what is your time worth? How valuable is it? Think of all the things that you can take off your plate by having a good quality software that has everything you need, or more, and that actually takes your feedback and takes the feedback from groomers, takes the time to see what we need, see what is going on, see how they can improve. And for us, that's what we found with Mogo. It has, you know, allowed us to, you know, move what we do and move our business in a way that it's more streamlined. We have better communication with our clients. We have better notes between all of our team members. And so we're just here today with them. So thank you guys for coming on. And we're gonna just go ahead and get started and talk a little bit about Mogo and what some of our favorite things are, what some of your new things are, and see what information we can give to people.
Yeah, thank you so
Yeah, thank
much.
you, Todd and Molly.
Yeah, we're excited.
I want to say,
Yeah,
like,
thank you
one
so
of
much for
yeah.
thank you so
Sorry.
much for inviting us over. Yeah,
Oh
last
yeah.
time we're very happy to share the, you know, story, background, everything about Mogo. And it's been I think half year, almost a year that you have been with Mogo, and we launched a lot of new features recently as well. And we even send out a weekly newsletter to let our users keep up with us, you know, announcing our new features, announcing upcoming things we will be doing. And recently, I think we updated a lot about the mobile grooming side of things. We started of this and we want to build our advantages up on this as well. So we build our service area solutions. We improved our smart scheduling to be even better as well, and wait lists, etc., that we can, you know, talk more about it. And I think one important thing that I want to start first is actually the feature of the year for 2023. You can have a guess, like, what is it? What's your favorite feature actually in the past?
The scheduling messages.
Yeah, the scheduling messages have been really great. And now that you brought it up, the wait list, you know, for our salon, it was always kind of difficult for us to figure out how to do a wait list for certain groomers, or if they already have an appointment and things were getting lost and then people weren't getting booked. So I really like the wait list feature myself.
The schedule messaging feature for me is awesome because I am an early person, so I'm up and it's like I see things that need to be handled, and before I would like send myself an email to remind myself or set a calendar reminder, but now go ahead and take care of it, and then they start sending out during business hours. And Molly is the exact opposite. She's a night owl, and so she'll be see stuff that needs to be responded to, and she'll do it at midnight but schedule it for, you know, business hours the next day. And I think that's really beneficial to a solo mobile groomer who may, you know, groom 9 or 10 hours a day, go home, take care of the family, and then need to start replying to messages, but yet it's too late or it's too early. And I think it just helps people get some of their life back or not feel as guilty as, you know, oh, it's past this time, I shouldn't
Yeah.
send it, but it needs to be sent. And
Or just that goes back to not letting stuff fall through the cracks too. 'Cause like again, that's me. Like we had a client text in today and our front, you know, reception had gone home, our kennel had gone home for the evening and it came in late. And it's, you know, if nobody looked at that till tomorrow, we may forget to answer. And then, you know, he would show up. So I went ahead and already scheduled it to go out at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I know it doesn't matter who works tomorrow, who doesn't communicate, like he's getting his message, and I didn't have to send it at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, which is in for us, that's inappropriate. We don't, our clients are not used to us responding at 9 o'clock at night, you know? So I don't know. That's been a lifesaver just between Todd and I, and we need to add all our team members so we can schedule stuff to them.
I think some people don't realize like the features of like the filters of the client list, like preferred groomers and things like that. Like it's really helped out. And so like if someone has a bad cancellation day, it's like you can filter it down to who has the openings and what area, so that you're not putting an ad on Facebook saying, oh, we have some openings, and then you're driving all over the world or even at the salon, like you say, oh, we have opening day, but everybody wants groomer X instead of groomer Y, but you can just target the people you actually want to target. And we have found that a very beneficial feature. So I guess the wait list, the scheduling messages, and the being able to target the clients we want to target has been awesome.
And with that, tie in the tags. Like we recently, like one of our team members is expecting. So she's not on a weight limit yet, but she will be soon. So she's going in and tagging all her dogs at certain weights. So we know, you know, the minute she gets put on a wait list, we can easily filter through from that weight down and go ahead and alert them, get them a new groomer, fill her in with other dogs, not schedule her things she can't do. So I don't know. Like, we have a lot of favorite features.
Yeah, because, I mean, we get on their intake form, you know, we get their weight, but we might have got them as a puppy and, you know, they might have weighed 12 pounds and now they weigh 80 pounds. So this having that tag feature that they're heavy, we know when she gets on that wait list, filter it and send out the message, hey, you're being moved to a different groomer because XYZ. So those, I don't know, it's just really so much that would used to take so many hours with other software that literally takes minutes now.
Yeah,
I keep going. I got one more thing. We're about to get into kind of like, well, you know, we're Molly's Pampered Paws, so we're about to get into the Molly's monthly minutes, and so that's going to be kind of like a monthly email blast that we can send out through Mogo, because we have, you know, you have the ads with that, the email ads, and so it's just like little tidbits. So it's, again, it's something I can get, you know, the whole year's done, even in one day, pre-schedule them. They go out to all our clients, and it's just something fun about, you know, maybe it's fleas this month or snow and ice in
fleas
the winter.
Fleas are not fun.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's like, it's informative. It'll be a cute picture of what's going on at the salon or mobile or what's we're up to.
Of course, it'll have at the bottom, we'll have the link to book your next appointment if you don't have one. So,
So it's just, I don't know, there's a lot, the more and more, because there's so many things that are being added and new. And it's just every time we try to find something to automate or to make our life easier or to just provide something like a reminder to our clients, it's there.
And one of the features that I think that you guys have an awesome feature is the online booking, but so many people are scared to use it or nervous because they've experienced nightmares before. But it's like, you know, if you'll just spend an hour setting all that up to where, you know, you won't have every big dog. It'll be, you can limit to one big dog a day or certain areas of the day or whatever. It's just like, you have to take the time to set that up, give yourself 45 minutes or an hour and get that set up, and it will be beneficial. And then you still have the option to accept it or not if you want to. And I just think that's a feature for educational purposes. So many people have been burnt on that from previous softwares. It's like they're still scared to use it, or like they just won't use it because they have been burned by that before. But you guys have it where you can set it up where it's basically, I mean, it's just, you couldn't make it any simpler to not get in that situation again.
Yeah. So what is the overall? Is there one arching overall one now that we've talked about so many? Do you guys have a favorite, or is there a overall Mogo family consensus?
Those are my favorite features as well. I think they are highly likely to be feature of the year for 2024.
Yeah.
But for 2023, the feature of the year is actually grooming report.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it from like our point of what, you know, as the business owner. Now, if I was a pet parent, 100%.
Yeah, if one of our people forget to send a grooming report, it's like the pet parent is now asking, like, where's my grooming report? So,
or even if they send the report but forgot to take a picture, there's like, they're so used to seeing their dog looking all cute and finished on it that they're like, Fluffy didn't get a picture today. I'm so upset. And it's just like, so you'll scroll through and find one from like 6 months ago, like change the background. But yeah, the groomer, I can see that.
Yeah.
And again, it's nice because it has their next appointment, or they have a link where they can go and book it or contact directly. And then you get the Mogo message. So, I mean, it's just as easy for the client as it is for the business owner. I don't know. I like them. They're cute. People love getting something from their pets. So that was a game changer, those report cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect timing for rebook or add to their calendar, right? And also at the last page, you have a chance to leave a review on your third-party platforms or back to Mogul. And then you can select those five-star reviews to show on your Mogul online booking site for new customers.
Yeah, that's another great thing.
Yeah, the groom report is one of the few features that lets the pet parent add their appointment to their personal calendar. Right, that's so super helpful, right?
It
we,
really
we
is.
Always forget about it. I mean, the reminders are helpful, but being able to add it to the personal calendar, the grooming report allows them to do that. So
we know that's super important. I mean, our lives, just everything is by the calendar. Like if you know somebody asks us out to dinner, what's like, let me look at my calendar. So I feel like more and more people are like that, so having to add it to the calendar, because mm-hmm. you get the messages a couple of days before, but heck, you may have already booked something else to do if you don't have mm-hmm. it on the calendar.
Yeah. Are you guys sending out grooming reports these days?
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
When we first rolled them out, it was optional. But that quickly, I'd say within a month. And it was just because we wanted to get people used to them at mm-hmm. first. But yeah, no, now we track it as it's part of our quality control. We check every day. Did they send it? Did they get a picture? And because the response mm-hmm. from the clients has been so good. And mm-hmm. really the rebookings about people that aren't on a schedule is really good too from them.
Yeah, and with the abandoned booking, where if they go there and they back out and, it sends them the message an hour or two later, like that is very helpful too on that, in case they back out because they don't understand it or they couldn't figure it out or their date wasn't available, it sends that message and, then they reply back to it and say, yes, we need help or we want it this day. And we can then make that decision. Do we want to go out a route that day to accommodate them or not? So it's a nice, it's just automation. And I feel like so many groomers are overwhelmed or burnt out or whatever. It just really automates the whole interaction part with the customer.
Yeah. And well, and it just also, I know for me, I hate to even say that this was us, but there was probably 2 years we didn't answer the phone. If you didn't text us, you didn't hear from us. Like I were too busy. I was still grooming. Plus we were building the business and all the other things. And, people didn't want to text so much. So it was like they would call and nothing. And now it's with that abandoned bookings and the things that we're doing and them having the link to actually text the software. I already know who it is. The number's saved, the account's in there. So it just cuts off all that. And then it's quick communication back and forth all the time.
Yeah. And with that abandoned booking one, I mean, they don't know that it's an automated message. They think we're asking them, do they need help? And so they feel like they're getting that personal touch right away from not being able to handle it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, even though everything's automated, I don't feel like our customer feels like it's automation. I feel like they're still getting that personal touch.
Well, that's like, even with the, we send out the text too, please rate your service. And if it's a 5, they get a thank you. And if it's less, they get a what can we do? And they'll do 5 and it's like, oh, thank you, if you don't mind sharing. And they'll just kind of respond like a conversation, like, oh, I sure will. Don't worry. And thanks again. Or, well, this was, more than I wanted to pay or whatever it was. But it gives you a chance to see it. But then there's that dialogue that goes back and forth that leads to conversation before you even get involved. So, again, customers feel like you're really paying attention to them and what they want and what they need. And most of it is automated.
It's one feature that you guys have that kind of stands out over some other softwares that we really liked was the fact that we know who sent the message. And our other, if they had their own logins, it still did not show who sent the message. And so that's a very important feature for us, especially when you have so many employees and people are off and you have multiple people answering the phone. And if there's a problem, like you can identify it. And then it's also just helpful for like when a customer says, well, they said this, like, well, who told you that? Like, we can go back and see who told them that.
Yeah.
And then one thing we really like, especially for the mobiles, was like being able to designate that the groomer does not have access to all the messages. They only have to look at the ones that pertain to them, because people who are running a fleet of mobiles, like, you don't want people seeing every message, just not because you don't want them to see it, it's just that you don't want them to open up if it doesn't pertain to them and someone else miss it. So the fact that only the scheduler and the person who needs to see it sees it, that's a huge feature. And when we tell people about that feature, they're like, what, are you serious? I had no idea.
And so it's helped with that because there were so many messages that were getting opened that were supposed to go to other groomers and then being missed and that were pertinent to that, even that day or that hour, that dog that's in the van. And then there's times where it's kind of reversed on that. And it's like, you get a message from a client that is like next week or something. And so being able to limit how often you could see them, like our team, they can only see dog messages for the dogs they have scheduled for the week. And it's like, otherwise clients would want in on days they're off or outside of their working hours and they see it. And before we can even say no, they'll be like, oh, it's fine, I'll do it. And they've already scheduled it. But then we're trying to get them to have a better work-life balance. And so we don't want them to schedule the dogs. And so that's been helpful, I think, in a bunch of different ways. The whole being able to limit your messages, how often you see them, who gets to see them, that kind of stuff.
And recently we've even took more initiative to add more granular role permissions, right? Even things as specific as, can a staff member access just setting up services and creating and editing services? Before, you would need to grant them access to all of the settings, right?
Yeah.
But maybe there's someone on your team that's responsible for creating and editing services. So we've added more permissions that can be, you know, turned off or turned on. And that should really reassure businesses about, you know, what they're granting access to for their staff.
Well, that's really nice too. Go ahead.
We also added activity log for each appointment. So under the ticket update history, you can see when and who scheduled it and who moved it, who rescheduled it. Every step of this, you know, appointment, we can see the history.
Well, we've been using that a lot. We've been training new people on scheduling on the mobile at the salon, and we can, if something's not right, we can go in and see step by step who moved it when, where they got moved to. And that's a very helpful training tool for us too, not just to see who did it, but to show them. And, you know, we can literally trace it back and see what happened. And so, yeah, that is a good thing.
Yeah, we recently we had someone whose appointment the night before, or the scheduler make sure they have their next appointment if they're on a rotation, and they, this person didn't. So they, instead of book again, they actually moved that appointment that had already that already had been confirmed to 6 weeks down the road where it should have been booked again. And it was like one of those things, I don't think I did that. And it was like, yes, you did. Here it is. And it's like, oh, I did do that. And so it really makes it cut and dry, like for training. It's not necessarily like a disciplinary thing. It's like really helps with
when they can trace it back and see they did it, and then they can think of what they were trying. Oh, I was trying to book again and I edited it. That's very handy, especially with new people or when you're moving them into a new role for something.
Yeah.
Because like we just changed all of our services on ours. So at our one salon. And so we've had some issues with that and, you know, who booked them and everything like that. And it's just like, we can see, someone will be like, well, that's not what I put it in as, but now it's changed so easily. Just go in the history and see what happened.
One thing that we are hearing over and over again from some of the people that we coach on, you know, for the coaching clients of ours and just out there, is a lot of salons that are privately owned and not corporate have a lot of pricing issues with whoever's answering the phone, making the appointment versus who's checking them out, or they're booking the wrong service and
the wrong time,
the wrong price, and the fact that you can, you know, once the dog's been there and you can save how long it took you, like you don't really have to rely on the groomer's notes. Like once you've got the time saved, you can save that time. And now that's saved for their ongoing appointments. Now, some groomers groom faster, slower, but for the most part, you know, if it should take a certain amount of time for that dog. And once that's saved, it's been very beneficial to make sure that they're getting appropriately booked and they're not running behind because it's all saved in the system.
Yeah. Or even with that you can go in and set parameters for a certain breed. Like I know you all have a lot of them in there, but we've restructured to regular coat and then doubles and doodles. And then they're 10 pound, you know, they go up by every 10 pounds and each 10 pounds is a different set price and a different set time. And then that has allowed us to make scheduling for new clients easier because most groomers can get those dogs done in the amount of time that's on there and with that price. So some may need to go up a little, some may need to go down a little, but we can change that if we need to, because we have that option.
That's very helpful for the receptionist or scheduling person, because a lot of times your front desk person, they might love the dogs, but they're not, they don't necessarily know if a dog's a double coat or not, or if it needs, you know, needs a de-shed or if it needs a haircut. So like having those breeds in there assigned to certain services, that's really helped the flow of training new people. It's made it flow a lot easier. One question that we get a lot is like, software is expensive, but like what do you guys tell people that are on the brink of choosing your software or not? Like, what value do you guys feel like y'all provide the most? We know what we feel like. But what is it helpful for you guys to tell new customers to, I guess, not necessarily close the sale or whatever, but like, what is it that you explain to people? Because me and Molly, like, we just spit off all the stuff we just did earlier.
Yeah.
But what is it that you guys think the best value is?
Jared, do you want to take a stab at it or do you want me to go?
Yeah. I think James can add your points of view later, but I think for me, the most important thing is actually we are a all-in-one solution. So some people would regard Mogul as a scheduling software. Maybe they're not use it to its full potential, but after you use it like deeper, like you guys said, you will find it's much more than scheduling. It involves staff management, it involves reporting, it involves processing and CRM, like customer relationship management, communication, online booking, your digital platform, your reputation, online review management tool, et cetera, and even now we have marketing things for you to acquire new customers and retain existing customers to add more revenue. So I would say it's more than scheduling, but actually your all-in-one software when you run a business. And in the future, like we are going to add boarding and daycare, right? We provide multi-location solutions for you, for guys who you run multi-locations or like mobile and salon at the same time. And in the future, we might provide more like payroll management, et cetera, to really make you guys can use one software when you operate a mobile grooming, a pet grooming business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Cheer definitely covered the first part, right? Product. That's kind of how we've, you know, grown popular over the years, and the word of mouth, that's how it's spread with the product. And second, it's the customer service, right? I'm sure you guys and your team, you know, reach out to the 24/7 support chat all the time. And our team commits to responding fast, like within a few minutes, right? And so like, I always hear people tell me like, tell your support team, like, they're amazing, right? Like, don't tell James he's amazing, just tell the support chat, they're amazing. And so
I need to tell him sorry sometimes.
Yeah. And so like, they're the ones who troubleshoot so many issues for our users and take in all the feature requests that the community is asking for. So they're really like the people who are really taking care of our community, right? So I'd say if anyone's asking me like, you know, what makes Mogul different? Well, the product, like Cheer said, speaks for itself. It's all in one. And then the customer support, right? I'm sure you guys would pay more money for a service provider that give you exceptional support rather than another one, right? It really, if they are going to save you time and money to help your make your life easier, then of course it's going to be worth every penny. So, And just to like even tell people like, do you want a software that's going to help you grow into the future, right? Long-term, a solution that will help your business grow, like you guys, right? You guys have grown with Mogul, and you guys are going to, you know, add daycare and all that. And Mogul is going to help you guys get there and automate and streamline so much. So,
yeah, we're excited to see what it will really do compared to what we've seen out there, you know, for the boarding, especially since we are so groomer heavy as well. So like to have one, again, that's that all-in-one, one product. It's not two separate platforms. This isn't a boarding software versus and a grooming software over here. It's going to be one place where we can fit everything that fits our business needs.
That's one thing that we've seen out there as so many boarding software companies have come to us wanting us to use their software is that they don't reinvest any money into it. It's like, it's just not, I mean, we've seen some that don't even have an app for the client to, I mean, for the business owners to use or the staff to use, like they're still having to go to a computer. And I mean, that's great. We all still have computers at our facilities, but I mean, when you're at your grooming table or whatever, like you want to be able to pull it up on your phone that's right there. You don't want to have to walk up to the front desk or
and you're in the back bungalow with the small dogs and the computers, you know, half an acre away.
Yeah, it's just, it's so it's just refreshing. And that's what sometimes we, you know, when people ask us what software we use and they do, we tell them Mogo and we love it. And they're like, oh, it's a little pricey. And we're like, Molly's always like, it's the price of one dog. Like it's, you know, and
some people it's the price of like a foot of a dog. I mean, you know, depending on what you're charging, it's nothing. I mean, it's just.
But it's life changing coming from other software about the stuff that it takes. And one thing that, knock on wood, is that we've used you guys for a year and 4 months now. And I think it's went down like one time for 5 or 6 minutes.
If that long.
And the lucky part about that is, you know, we do get the emails every day for all the appointments for every groomer. So even in that couple of minutes that it went down, like we still had everything we need to pull up. But again, it was only down for minutes. So it didn't.
There was no chaos and, you know, vans exploding, which is what we were kind of having with our previous software. It just became too unreliable, but it would go down for 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
A day one
time. Yeah, it went down for a day. And it wasn't random. It was often and more than it needed to be.
And I think, too, one thing that people don't realize is some softwares tie you down to a specific card reading company. And, you know, we're able to use Stripe with you guys, but you also have the availability to still use Square or whatever. Like you integrate that where some of the others, like you have to use this or you can't, you have to do it outside of the system where you guys, I know some people still want to use a certain processor and it seems like it's very streamlined for them where some softwares don't allow them to use anything but their preferred method. So it gives people a little flexibility.
Yeah, we're really confident with Mogo Pay being, you know, the most trusted solution that a business can use when they're using Mogo.
Yeah.
Right. We really wanted it to not just be a transaction solution, but a payment solution that is dedicated to the pet industry. Right. So here's one specific example. So like a lot of salons, you know, they naturally have a retail business. And so when you're checking out the customer, well, the customer is going to tip on the grooming service and the retail, but a lot of businesses, it just makes sense to tip on the grooming service. And so with our feature of Mogo Pay, it makes it so they're only tipping for the grooming service. So it's those little small things that we want to cover for the grooming businesses when they're using Mogo Pay as their trusted payment processor. And one of the newest features of Mogo Pay that I really like, and whenever I share it with businesses that are using online booking or they're thinking about it, it just really resonates with them because it makes sense. So the idea that you can tailor or customize what, like how the customer will pay with online booking. And what I mean by that is you can have new clients that are booking online with you for your business to put their card on file, right? For no-show protection. So they're signing your agreement where it has your no-show policy and you have their card on file. Well, if you drive all the way to their house and they're not there, that's a lot of time, right? And so you have their card on file, you can easily protect your business for those clients that did not take their appointment seriously. You can even filter for clients that also no-showed in the past and have those clients pay a deposit, right? There's so much flexibility and you can really filter the type of payment you're expecting from those customers to further streamline your business, right? Yeah. It feels so great to see an online booking request and seeing that customer put their card on file or paid a deposit. or even pre-auth, which is another payment method you can use too. The fact that those customers are willing to do that just makes it feel so much more like they're qualified customers, right?
Yeah. I think it also makes a lot of mobile groomers feel a little bit safer about going to a new appointment. You know, you're going to someone's house. You don't know if they're crazy or not, but like you feel like if they went through all that time to fill out the intake form, put their credit card information off out, you know, you kind of feel like this is a legitimate appointment. They're not just, you know, so that's how we feel
somebody
about
it. Somebody knows who this person is.
Right.
So we enjoy all the features. And like, I think you guys, what's evident to us is that you reinvest a lot of money back into the features because they're constantly improving, and that you take so much feedback from all of your clients and improve the features that we want to improve, or you create totally new features for us. So that's
That's like, you know, if you pay attention at all, which I mean, I know you guys do, but other groomers out there, pay attention to, you guys ask, hey, what is something you'd like to see? What do you think about this? What's an issue on this? And then it's like, you know, a couple months later or a couple weeks later, oh, there's a feature. That's fixed. There's, you know, because you guys, again, you're taking the feedback of the groomers using this stuff every day and actually doing something about it. So I think people really recognize that.
And there doesn't, I mean, I don't know of anything that you guys have rolled out that people have asked for and it wasn't successful. It's like you don't roll it out, obviously, until it 100% works, because it seems like some companies do that, not just in the software industry, but just in general. They'll push something out there because there's a demand for it, but yet it shouldn't have been pushed out yet because they really didn't invest in making sure it works correctly. And there's been nothing that you guys have rolled out that we've used that didn't work 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of feature requests, have we pushed out your favorite feature requests or your top feature requests yet, Todd and Molly? Or have we still yet to build out your top feature requests?
Mine was really the scheduling the messages, being able to schedule the messages. That was one of my favorite things.
That's probably one of mine too. Just again, because I'm such a late night person, and like today has been such a hectic day. We're both behind on, it's just like anyone on the team that was filling in and could look at messages. And so now
our scheduler was on vacation this
week. Yeah. And so it was just like, oh gosh, then we get back and we're looking and we're like, oh, this all has to, it's just going to be a dumpster fire tomorrow, but already in there scheduling messages away. So, or like Todd tomorrow, like he'll be up at 5, probably filling openings, you know, starting at 6, but he can schedule those to go out at 7, which is usually when we'll start messaging clients, but oh, it's just very nice. He can get up, work, and then go take a shower or have breakfast and wait for people to wake up and see him. I don't know. It's just a lot of good stuff that
we're excited about. Anything that rolls out. I really like the weekly newsletters too that you guys send out, because you do usually do like a little spotlight on one of your clients too. And that's always just like informative, I think.
Yeah. Well, another favorite was going back to the groom reports where they were seasonal. One of our groomers, I don't think he had an iPhone and it couldn't do it. Like the Halloween one, Ethan's, like he could never get it. But clients love those. Our team, I don't know what it did to their morale during, you know, Halloween and Christmas, but having those little backgrounds on the report cards.
Yeah, the different backgrounds, the Easter, Christmas.
Yeah.
So was really,
it's like they had the a clients competition love them too. To see who could get the most. I don't even know what it was, but
They see the feedback the pet parents gave them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Maybe that was it. Maybe that boosted morale.
I think it did, because now they're actually asking for props and all kind of things that they can put in these pictures to send to them. It's almost like who can like up the next couple of pictures. So and then we send them, we have a social media thing in our team that everyone sends their pictures and oohs and ahs on them. But it's just nice to see what people are coming up with just to send on these report cards, because they would not be doing all this if they didn't have a report card to stick it to.
I think it's good too. Is like, you know, we have the alert zone for our team. If the person gives them a review, you know, they get the notification of it. And so they get, you know, they're grooming 5-6 dogs a day and they get, you know, 3 or 4 5-star reviews a day. Cause some people just don't do it. You know, there's just those customers who don't, but like, I feel like it's a motivational thing through the day. You know, like they get done with the dog, they send your dog is ready message, and then an hour later they get the little notification that they were left a review and they look at it and it's 5 stars. So it's like it took something off our plate too. We don't have to tell them, oh, hey, you know, you got a good review. It's that we're getting notified now, because, you know, we get busy and forget to always, sometimes, you know, you forget to bring up the positive all the time, but just going through your day and getting 2 or 3 notifications that you got a 5-star review, I think keeps the team motivated as well.
Especially with our newer groomers, even though we have some newer team members that maybe haven't been grooming as long, they're still really good and they're really working on their skills. Their customer service is great. Like, they're running at every education opportunity they can right now. And their clients know it. And so even though they don't have that confidence built up on themselves as groomers, they're getting these and they're seeing them and they're fives. And, oh, I loved it. I, you know, and they're requesting them. And so, I don't know, a lot of benefits to, again, the groomers, the business owners, the pet parents, just everyone.
Well, just like the preferred groomer option under the client section, it's like, our groomers know, they're like, no, do you mind if I list myself as your preferred groomer? Like, they like that because they're like, they feel like they're tying that client to them.
Yeah.
So all those features have just really helped streamline our business. We've grown our business a lot in the last 16 months with using Mogo, and we really have not had to add on very much payroll at all for scheduling because the software has really helped a lot with that.
Yeah, or even as much in marketing, which we didn't spend a lot to begin with. But, you know, I think we've maybe had to buy a couple extra text messages or something once because it comes with so many that we've never really gone over. And I think that was an accident.
Yeah, we accidentally sent out the wrong.
I think I accidentally sent out, like, I don't know, 10,000 clients or something ridiculous where for like an entire day messages went out. It's like you couldn't even keep up with them. It was terrible. That was my first and last attempt at mass scheduling from my cell phone. Now we do it at the computer. So somewhere along the way, I hit a wrong button. Totally right.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part about Mogo, I'd say. You know, there's so many features, but, you know, you can start them or touch on them when the timing is right. Right. Like you said, Molly, you're going to start playing with the marketing campaigns and engage your clients every month. Like, a business does not have to do that right off the bat. Like, they can, a mobile business started that wants to use Mogo, they can just use Mogo for scheduling the communications, reminders, even grooming reports. Right.
Yeah.
But they can just start with those. When they're ready, our system can help them build online presence with review boosters. We can help them build a digital storefront with online booking, right? And then when they're ready, they can, like, create marketing campaigns and engage clients when their client list is large enough, right? So just like Cheer said, we don't like to think of ourselves just as a scheduling software, but all in one, right? Taking care of all of your business needs and helping your business grow into the future.
I think that's a good point. When people ask us what software we use, and we tell them Mogo, and if the price point is, maybe they're just not ready to make that commitment, is that we can explain to them that it's not just
a software,
scheduling software. Scheduling. It's really kind of all-in-one inclusive thing.
Well, we were even talking about using the route optimization in our new facility. Like, they have daycare and boarding, and they don't really utilize, like, but I want to get a little school bus, a little dog bus, and go and pick up the dogs. And we were already talking the other day. I was like, there's a bunch of neighborhoods all clustered together. I'll route optimize them. We'll have all those dogs, you know, out and in 20 minutes. So, you know, a feature that's just for the mobile grooming still, but another way to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know our co-founders, they always say that the idea of Mogo is that it's the operating software of the pet industry, right? We started with mobile grooming, then we got into salon, and now we're about to get into boarding and daycare, right? And I think the idea behind the operating software part is that Mogo is so instrumental in a business functioning that it's kind of like needed almost. Like, for you guys, like, imagine if Mogo didn't work tomorrow, right? It would be chaos. It's kind of like if we're booting up our MacBook or PC, we need Windows, or we need iOS to be there to use it. And for, you know, the pet care business, the analogy is we need MoGo to be able to function. And so yeah, that's what they mean by MoGo is the operating software for the pet care industry. So, and like, it's funny, like this earlier today, one of our team members posted like on Facebook, there's a mobile grooming business looking in our Facebook community for a scheduler, like looking for MoGo scheduler, right? The idea that they're looking for someone who is well-versed and has experience with MoGo scheduling and using it to just goes to show how popular MoGo is, right? And how...
We didn't post that, but we sent it, but we actually interviewed someone not too long ago, and that was one of my, because they had worked for a different grooming company before as their scheduler, and we thought
it was MoGo.
They had used MoGo, but they didn't, and I mean, I don't want to say it ended the interview, but
it did.
It was just like, well.
But, and that's what we've talked about, you know, opening up a call center for MoGo people, like, to do their stuff, because... people who aren't in the industry, or they haven't been around it, or they haven't really used the software, they don't get it. So it's like, you know, you have these companies now that hire schedulers, but they're using some other different type of stuff that doesn't pay attention to breed or size or location or routes. And yeah, all the difference is just knowing how to use that software and actually using it. And I mean, someone could make a really good living just routing efficiently for mobile groomers or even just booking, you know, salon groomers. Like, that could totally be a virtual assistant, you know, using MoGo booking.
And another thing, it's very helpful. Like, we had an insurance claim within our vans, and it was loss of income because of the van was not operable for a while. And to be able to just send them the, you know, you have it assigned to the van, like the people that were missing work. So you could easily send that schedule that's assigned to that van to the insurance company to prove that loss of revenue. And we've ran into people whose salon has caught on fire and they use pen and paper, and they had literally no documentation to prove to the insurance company their future revenue. So it's like, pay the price for the software. Like, you can't afford not to have it. It's what I always tell people. Yeah.
So any last things, anything coming up, anything you guys want to share that you are excited to announce?
Apart from the boarding daycare section, we are also working on a major report revamp for the reporting system. Yeah, so we will add more visualization to, instead of showing the figures, so you have a better understanding of, for example, the retention rate, the rebook rate of all customers, for the staff performance as well, with more visualized info. And also to help with scheduling, so now it's more scheduling from the calendar, right? So we will integrate it into the map view. So a lot of businesses like to view the map view for today's routing for each van, and also to see their service area. So we will combine all this together. So you see all the service area in the map view, you see the appointments, and when you schedule, you actually see the client location in the map as well. So we will embed the schedule into the map view part.
That's awesome. What will you guys be at any other shows this year?
We are going to, so this year we're going to the most shows we've ever been to. We already went to Pasadena this year, Atlanta, and we're going to Super Zoo actually for the first time this year.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be there?
We're not sure yet.
I'm trying to talk Todd into it. No, we haven't heard if we're speaking or not yet. So I don't know. I still want to go just to check it out. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's and one if, that we've never been to, but we do want to go. It's just, we'll see.
Yeah. Which events do you guys have lined up for this year, if any?
Well, we just got back from Intergroom yesterday. Well, I guess at like 12:30 this morning. And then we've got St. Louis Pet Fest or Groom Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Groom X, the one in Kentucky in May.
Colorado in July.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain in July. And
that's the next three, right?
That's the next three.
That's the three that we know about next. We did Pasadena when you guys were there.
Mm-hmm.
We took our team to Groomed.
That's totally not true, though. We've got we're co-hosting like a business summit with another speaker. I don't know if we're allowed to name anything yet, but so we'll be doing that at the end of May. And so that's like a 2-day business conference summit type thing. And then we'll be doing another one in October as well. So
they just haven't went public with the details yet on those two.
So those will be fun. We're looking forward to those, you know, a lot of the businessy stuff in that. So
nice. But, yeah, that's a handful for sure.
But anywhere else, do you think you guys will be at Hershey or just going to Super Zoo?
I think we are going to Hershey this year. Yeah. Okay. I have to confirm with my team, but
yeah. I thought someone said that. Yeah. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, good chance.
Yeah, that's like I don't know how to describe it. It's like wild.
Yeah. Where all the groomers go to get crazy at the end of the year.
Yeah. Hopefully Chair can make it this time.
Yeah, there you go.
I know we're going to Fun In Sun in October.
Oh, you are? Okay. Are you going to Fun In Sun, you said?
Yeah, we plan to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the one I want to plan to go to. Even if we're not doing anything, I just want to go. I never need an excuse to go to Florida.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on tonight and talking to us and spreading the knowledge of your software, all-inclusive operating system, as you said.
Yeah.
Because it is. It encompasses pretty much every part of our business except for the actual grooming, like people that are doing the groom. I mean, if it's your software is really, it's changed our business.
Well, it even impacts them to the down to they can save their notes and see the pictures from the other groomers and stuff like that. So, I mean, it integrates at every level.
Yeah, that's, I will say before we end it, that has been a very helpful thing, the grooming reports with the before and after pictures, especially if someone else is doing the pup. They just go back and look at the grooming report of the picture from the last time and they can see
what it looks
like. And that's one of our team members on the client's name, that's, you know, they have the picture of the pet under the pet profile, but under the client's name, they take a picture of their house. So when they're going through the neighborhood, they see the person's house, even though the maps is directing them. But, you know, some houses are so close together that it's like you may pass somewhere, but no, she takes a picture of the house. And so every one of her client profiles has a picture of the house. So
that's really smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, that's just another feature that's very helpful. But we really appreciate you guys.
Customizable.
Yeah. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Yeah. And
so thank you.
Yeah. And we appreciate the opportunity as well. And if there's anyone listening and you've been on the fence about using Mogo, or this is like a spark of inspiration for you to take initiative to use something better or just move from pen and paper, right? We're happy to help, right? We want to help every business do what they love and thrive with it, which is taking care of pets, and we take care of you. So just reach out to Mogo. We have 24/7 support chat. It's a real team member that's going to, you know, help you guys schedule a demo, a live session with any of our team members. So yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.